Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, наш воскресный вебинар.
Good day, dear friends. This is our Sunday webinar as usual with Michael Lightman.
Good day.
Костя Калченко and Michael Sinilevich and me, Семен Винокур, the instructor of International Academy of Kabbalah. Our topic is, what can we receive from Kabbalah? Michael's favorite topic. We have 30 cities with us. Translations to many languages. Please ask questions. We can see a lot of friends on the screens. Let's start. I'd like to add. I love students from Mach Online. These are the courses of practical Kabbalah. Very dedicated students. They have a very interesting study program. And, of course, we see a lot of Mach Online students from St. Petersburg and Moscow. Okay, so let's start. The first question is, what can we receive from Kabbalah?
Hmm. All the questions are going to be addressed to me?
Yes, there's nowhere to run.
Well, what can we receive from Kabbalah? To put it simple, a revelation of the Creator. And that explains everything. That the revelation of the Creator is the revelation of a single force which governs the entire creation, the entire world. Meaning inanimate, vegetative, animal, and human levels of our world and all the rest of the worlds. All the worlds, including the world of infinity. All that is governed by one single force, which is called the Creator.
So you're saying in here are contained all pleasures and happiness?
Anything you want. Kabbalah reveals it all. And further, that's everything that spawns out of it.
There's a fresh question. There's a lot of gratitude from students, by the way. She's writing that she is in certain internal struggles, and the material is very good. But she wants to try to determine how to find the path to the Creator, her place in this world, how to using the knowledge that she received in these courses, how to do that.
So, Natalie from Moscow, I don't know what to answer you, and I don't know what knowledge you've received on your courses.
She's saying the material goes really well, theoretically, but, and she understands everything. Everything is very close to her heart. But she determines her state as internal struggle and undetermined state. How can she determine her place in the world?
Oh, so when she studies it something exalted, then she understands the system and where that place in the system of hers. I need to reveal that system. I need to see it. I need to feel it. I need to exist in it. I need to govern it, manage it fully, really. And here we have a problem. The problem is that in order for a person to reveal that system, he has to ascend above his egoistic nature, because all that system works according to altruistic laws, altruistic forces, and therefore the egoist simply will not be able to reveal that system and to study, to manage it, to exist in it. And that is the true system of the world. It's not like our world. Our world is imaginary, something that we imagine in our egoistic sensations, in our egoistic qualities. It's called Olam Midome, imaginary world. And the true world is the one that exists openly. It's the kind, good, force which is called the Creator, and there, in that world, we must discover ourselves and our will and our ability to govern that upper world.
In other words, a person will find his place there.
Everyone, each person, since he exists, he has to find himself there. He has to define his place there, his point, his root, and completely actualize himself.
Question from the Facebook group. She has some doubts. Will she receive a certain depression, aggression in that other world? How organically will she be able to merge into that world?
There can be any negative sensations, no surprises, because she enters a state of kind forces, which works according to good. There's nothing similar in our world, really.
You said in the very beginning that Kabbalah deals with revealing the Creator. I want to understand how to correctly establish a connection with the Creator, how to properly appeal to Him, how to ask from Him. Even more than that, for Kabbalah even talks about when a person appeals directly to the Creator, then he causes harm to himself.
Yes.
So my question is, how is it so that Kabbalah says that you can reveal the Creator in this world? Religions say that you need to believe in the Creator in this world and the future world, and yet still nobody jumps at discovering the Creator despite the fact that you can do it in this world.
But those are today's egoistic qualities that pushes us away from that upper world, from the revelation of the Creator. We don't desire it. We want to remain in what's comfortable to us.
But we don't understand if this is egoistic or altruistic. So he's asking, why aren't millions going into Kabbalah?
Well, because we are created in opposite qualities to the upper world, and you can't do anything to it.
That's clear. When a person studies, he begins to understand that he's opposite. Simply, I just read in a newspaper, you can reveal the Creator. So why not? I'm just trying to understand what forces are at work here.
Oh, why a person doesn't come toward it? Well, yes. He's not attracted to it. He doesn't have a direct desire toward it. He doesn't feel need for it. Well, when I'm told, well, here, a liter of vodka. Here, a tasty cake, or tick lock, or to dance, or to watch a good movie, some kind of a sport event. It's all clear.
Even in the future.
We have those.
Is this a natural desire to attain the upper force?
No. No, it's better for me to stay away.
If you ask any person on the street, they'll say that, yes, I want to attain. No. They don't believe that it's possible, though.
When you write in the course, it's the revelation of upper force. That's all. Write such a course. The revelation of the upper force, and guaranteed in 20 hours or after $200 payment.
Or you will return the money back.
Or yes, we'll return money back.
It's free, but...
Well, you take money and then you return. That's how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
A person has very serious thought about your course, because otherwise impressions, and then he returns the money.
We're ready to give you your money back. No problem. There's an incredible motivation from let's say a person that's 18 years old. He knows that his life will end. Yet somebody covers his eyes with this fear, but doesn't allow him to reveal this other life.
Well, you realize that despite the fears, people are still running away.
So I'm asking, this is all clear to me. I'm trying to see a deeper meaning to all this. How did this all work? Why? This is not natural.
Because the ego stands on the way. If not the ego on the same path, it just needs to continue 10 steps maybe.
But a person doesn't yet know that this is a difficult path. We're not telling them that it's difficult in the beginning. This is why it's not clear to me.
It doesn't go according to the pyramid of our desires. The food, sex, family, wealth, fame, and so on. Knowledge.
So where's the creator here? Why didn't the creator place inside us a certain program that at a certain point of our development we will want to attain him?
You would want to attain him? No. Even when you come close to his revelation, it's drawn to you as the question of what's the meaning of life, what's the meaning of my life, me. It's all about me. What's there about the creator? That's how it's revealed to us.
Are there certain attractive sides to this? There's a question about that. The upper world is comfortable and nice. What is the advantage of that world before our world?
Yes, we can advertise it. It's whoever is attained the upper world, he knows everything. He can do everything. He can, he has all the skills. He feels himself as ever existing, as fulfilled, happy. Well, that's just simply everything. Absolute.
When you came to a teacher, did you envy him?
What's there to be jealous of? I was 30, he was 70.
His knowledge, his attainment, weren't you searching for the same?
That yes.
Did you have the state of envy?
That wasn't jealousy, really. Envy. Yes. It's simply the person that knows everything but doesn't tell you.
You had a certain sense that he didn't tell you everything.
Well, he doesn't say anything.
How did you know that he knows everything?
I've been to many Kabbalists before him. For 4 years, I visited all of them, so-called true Kabbalists, and not so much. But here I understood that it's true.
Can you explain this when Rabash answered to you that your harp finds the real teacher? Can you reveal in a few words what does it mean to determine with your heart that this person is your teacher? Maybe this will help us a little bit.
You can tell. You can't tell. It's these kind of things you can't tell. It's you feel that this person carries the true and which you must acquire. He possesses it, and he is ready to hand it to you if you draw your hands toward it and receive it. But nevertheless, the student cannot understand the teacher.
I could explain. Maybe this is for another program. There's a certain breaking point when you begin to understand that this is your place, your teacher.
I realized it through teaching. I understood that to all of my questions, there are answers.
But you came with questions and you began receiving your answers.
Yes, I understood that this methodology fits me. I've been to many. There was astronomy, cards, history, Torah, and so.
And some incredible Kabbalists.
I've been to many great Kabbalists, but their methodology of teaching, I don't want to talk about them themselves, but the methodology of their teaching didn't fit me at all. Only here I felt, oh, this is absolute. This is the knowledge. Without any I don't care what it tells me about the rest, other things, but the knowledge I want to receive from him.
Well, Roman from Odessa is asking, if I'm a creation of a perfect creator, so why can't I be given a simple lively pleasures from the creator?
Yeah, you can, but you will turn into some kind of insect that sits on the side of the cake and eats it, and just started his life this way, and that's how they'll end it. It's possible to change. Well, you'll do it that way. So the creator will not allow him to stay in this state, right?
Of course. Rav, we need to become equal to the creator. Maybe we can talk about this, but you simply need to ascend to the level of the creator, and no less than that. Everyone needs to have a place in the system, in their very specific parts. Each one of you, especially you, who received the special awakening towards the science of guidance, of providence, you need to attain this.
You know why people get exaggerated with you? Because Reitman says that it can be received only from Kabbalah.
What's the problem?
Well, they say that there are masses of other... It's pluralism. Yeah, there are a big number of spiritual practices.
Okay, but they're not attained... They're not derived from the upper root, from the upper layers. What are we talking about here? What physics? Physics is dead. It's in deep crisis today, and other sciences as well, and everything is in crisis because everything comes out of a human ego. What person attains out of himself, but there's nothing to attain out of himself.
Well, we cannot convince people about that. There are a lot of practices, and you said yourself that the person has to choose with his heart.
But then the result, there will be no choice. You'll see it yourselves.
Well, tell us, please. We gathered all the benefits of the Kabbalah together, put together a list, and tell us if that's true or not. A person feels realistic and that he can manage his own destiny. Do you feel that you can control your own destiny? Because every person is just somewhere in the clouds, usually.
Please tell me, when Einstein was revealing his method, was he a real person or not real?
I don't think he was normal, no.
He wasn't considered normal, of course. And then only later, people started agreeing with him when he made a few experiments. Still, people weren't able to fit in their heads these axioms that he derived.
No, but you personally, did you sense yourself more realistic until the moment you started studying?
No. I started learning a system that did not fit in my head. Simply did not fit, because in my head I saw this world and all of its aspects and attributes and the mutual connections, interconnections, interdependence between everything. I wasn't a dumb kid when I was 33, when I came to study Kabbalah, and I saw that the system talks about the upper world, a system of providence that is floating somewhere in the air and controls us, controls our nature, moves us. I'm thinking right now, for instance, that the system controls my thoughts, my desires, my feelings. Where is it all coming from? Where does it all connect? My system, your system, his system, and all of us together. How are we all connected together in this world, in this cosmos, in inanimate, animate, and vegetative nature? It talks about that. It talks about the system of providence.
So first, it didn't feel to you as reality, right?
Yes, but it's not something that I can feel. But it also talks about something else. What we attain now is an imaginary world, imaginary perception. Yeah, true that I learned about the theory of relativity a little bit, and I understood that there could be certain parameters, initial parameters that you can build out, that you can create, and the system will change because of them. The way you tune a radio tuner, and you change frequencies, and you listen to different station. Similar here, a person can tune himself in this way or in that way. Okay, that's clear. Then it says that if you tune yourself a certain way, you tune yourself according to a certain system, you begin to catch other frequencies, other stations. There's a station number one, I remember from Russia, second, third, doesn't matter. So... Why am I saying all this? You can retune yourself, and these retuning opportunities is what interested me. I did not want to live in this world.
So you had a sensation that it's so understood to you?
In general, yeah, it was clear to me. This world was obvious to me, trivial. And then what? This is why I really wanted to learn, see new frequencies.
So this thing, before studying Kabbalah, today people believe in numerology, number 13, the black cat, and so on.
No, I didn't have these superstitions. I grew up in a family of two doctors, realists, materialists, and I was myself like that, and did not believe in anything, devil or God.
Well, there are many people like that that believe in those things, but the question is, the Kabbalah, can it clarify those things, or there's no connection whatsoever?
Kabbalah says that these things don't exist. As simple as that. Kabbalah is a very materialistic science. It talks about the existence of one and only force of nature, which is called nature. Studies this force, how to use it in order to drive a person to the highest levels of existence. And it treats this level of nature that we have absolutely materialistically, and doesn't talk about why God gets upset or happy and starts rewarding. These are the words of a human being. In reality, these things don't exist. It's a very materialistic science. That's why it attracted me.
Tell us about controlling your own destiny. Can you do it? And all the methodology says that you can manage your control your destiny. What about Kabbalah?
We are under control and guidance of this one and only upper force, and if we become similar to it, then we advance ourselves into a better direction. That means that we're controlling our fate, our destiny. We don't change it in any way or influence it, because it doesn't change. The only thing we can do is to change ourselves, and by that fall under the good influence of this force.
Well, as far as I understand, there is a destiny, there are deterministic laws of nature, something is predefined for me, and I can change those things. Is that how it is?
Yeah, that's true, that's how it is. Each one of us has a certain initial condition from which we begin our existence, and then we go according to the development of our ego until we feel the necessity to change it. When we change our ego to the opposite of itself, then you place yourself under a different influence of this force. You become similar to this force and start to feel yourself in a positive state.
I have a problem with the reality. Elias asking, in all the lights? Are they all the answers to my questions about its goal and purpose?
Absolutely. No doubt. It's not possible that you will not find answers to all of your questions because they are revealed between your corrected desire and light that fulfills these desires. In other words, Kabbalah is the method of receiving answers to all arising questions.
So after Michael answered, I also have a problem. Her questions will ask. She will not receive answers to the previous questions. So.
It's irrelevant. These things will become clear to her.
So the answer is yes, but...
Answers to all questions. The light that fills the soul is what gives you all these answers.
So the question is, when I attain the system and understand the goal, what happened in the past, what happened, everything will reveal?
Absolutely everything.
And also, the question is, let me find it. Sergey from Kiev. This sensation of revelation will free me from dependence on this world? And
Yes, of course.
And also, a person more understands his nature, and that helps him to interact with the society, in the family, at work. He becomes social. I know that there are such people that are loners, and when they come to the Kabbalah, they, from their inner sensation, they understand that they require the family, kids, and so on. Is that true, or it's not so?
The condition is not necessary, but desirable.
A person becomes more social, or it doesn't... Not,
no, he does not become more social. Because social, in your sense, is a tighter egoistic connection with others. That's not what happens, because he does not become a bigger egoist. Social in your understanding means when I'm outside, I'm at work, I'm at a market, I know how to talk to people, I know how to smile and touch another person, do everything that people want. That means I'm social, right?
To use people to receive a pleasure, right?
Yes, you could say it this way. So that does not exist. That does not occur.
What occurs
is I know how to contact people in order to bring the entire humanity into the most comfortable through the most comfortable way towards wholeness, correction, the best possible state.
Okay.
In other words, I solve all of my equations in the most optimal way.
A person changes his qualities somehow. He has a set of qualities. They become more...
He starts to rise above them. Above those desires. We change them throughout our life. In any case, whatever we're interested in our youth, we're not interested already in an adult age, and we also change when we get older.
Well, here's the question. I want to become courageous, to be kind, to be... if I study Kabbalah, will it help me to establish those qualities, or I cannot change them?
There are certain qualities which you cannot change.
And there are those that I can?
Yes, those that you can. And some you can change.
Well, can I get rid of a fear? Let's say there are all kinds of fears.
You can change your fear to other forms of fear.
Please, can you explain more about what kind of fears?
They will not increase. You'll stop being afraid of shadows and ghosts that people try to scare you with.
So it's like sitting under the leaf, and I was shaking like a little rabbit.
There's a bear, and you won't be scared of these little things. You'll be afraid of your own dirty thoughts. You're not dirty, as it is considered in our society, but you'll be afraid to bring evil to humanity.
So I'll be fearful to use others for my benefits.
Yes.
A person is fearful to lose his job, that he'll be stopped, nobody will respect him, and so on.
No, they'll slowly disappear.
You will understand why they come and what for?
You control them.
And a person just sees it coming from the Creator, the spheres, he feels it?
He feels that Creator sends him these negative tendencies, that he would rise above them.
So this is correction, right?
He'll understand where these fears come from, and they help him to rise above his nature. Our main work is to work with fear.
The last thing, but the fear of death.
No, Kabbalists don't have this. Death is very simple.
Well, not less. Yuda is asking, how can I live in this world if I'm afraid to use the communication with others for my own needs?
You use communication with people not for your own needs. It will be a good way to use your life, and you'll finish it with good results.
So the person lives with the fear to use others, and that directs him to a different direction, right?
A person will have joy from this trepidation, right? Next question. Pleasure. The main thing that we have in our life is pleasure. I understand that we have such a problem. When we receive pleasure, certain type of pleasure, we learn that the pleasure kills our desire. We need to wait when our desire will arise once again. Say that we are fulfilled from certain thoughts about the future. As soon as this future comes, then this pleasure disappears. I heard the Kabbalah has a certain patent on this.
Yes, the patent of Kabbalah that you can receive pleasure forever and it doesn't go away. Well, it's ego. It's the pleasure that you feel with the food, that's all.
What if it's Michael that's eating and not you?
Oh, yeah, that's possible. You feel like a mother that just pushes more and more and more, and she has more ability to get fulfilled than he is, and he's already just overfilled, and so, it's okay.
So once again, if I respect a certain person and I receive pleasure from him receiving pleasure, this is how I can eternally be fulfilled?
Yes, of course, but I don't know about the single person, but if you have the whole system, yes, of course.
So this is how does Kabbalists look at the whole world and gets pleasure from these people receiving pleasure?
Yeah, but a million times more.
And what if they suffer?
Well, he must think how he can fulfill them. What else do you think? Before he suffers for them, and then according to that, he receives pleasure.
What does it mean to fulfill these pleasures so that they don't fast suffer?
It's to bring them up to the state when they receive pleasure, and they also receive pleasure from bestow. When that pleasure goes through me to them, then it doesn't disappear.
Let's imagine a sucker. A lot of people are yelling and screaming and having fun. So Kabbalist looks at this and sees pleasure from this?
I once lived in Behovot, and my house was on the fourth floor, and about 20 meters from me, there was a football field, soccer field, and that was just awful. When there was a game, I saw when people were like cats jumping on the panthers, jumping on the fences, and they were like monkeys screaming, and that was their pleasure. So what do you want to tell me?
You just mentioned millions of people. When the capitalist looks at these people, does he get pleasure from them getting pleasure?
Yes, even Rabash, I told you when we were passing the football field, soccer field, he says this is the sanctuary, this is a good place, the people come here to receive pleasure.
So where's this eternal pleasure? Okay, so I look, I see they're feeling joy. So,
but if you love them, you would also enjoy.
So where's its eternality here, perfection?
Well, if you receive pleasure, then if they receive pleasure, then you receive pleasure too. A million people receives pleasure, and you receive pleasure a million times more. Is it not clear?
This word, eternal, this word, I don't really understand.
Eternal means that there are no boundaries. No boundaries. That's what called eternality. The cup is filled to the very top. It's called internal because it's filled without boundaries.
Maybe we're talking about amplitude of these pleasures. Amplitude of this depends on
absolutely,
my love
yes.
towards them, and then I can receive endless pleasure.
I love them and I receive pleasure because they receive pleasure. And there's no difference if they're, even if they're my kids scream there those in that match, and I receive pleasure from it.
If you would score, would you get more pleasure out of this? Where is the creator in this picture?
There is no creator. Where is the creator?
Isn't he the source of pleasure?
It's the force that you reveal, the force of love, the force of interconnection between people. That's what's called the creator.
So you're seeing them play soccer, they score a goal, and you receive pleasure because they receive pleasure. So I'm asking, where's the creator here?
In people.
In people? Okay.
And if there are no people and there's no pleasure, there's no creator.
So the creator is that pleasure? Creator
yes.
is equal to pleasure?
Yes, you receive pleasure of the creator.
So capitalist doesn't see people. He's,
I see the pleasure that fills them.
And this pleasure is called the creator?
Yes. And separately, it doesn't exist. There's no creator separately. Only in people. When he is revealed, it's something that doesn't exist, a substance that doesn't exist on its own.
So what created us, even before people? Somebody created us, right?
The light creates us. The light that exists outside of us creates
us. So there's light and then there's a creator.
Call it however you want, it's the same.
So there's light that's not attained, and then there's a creator which is revealed through people.
You always want to create a form that exists outside outside of people, external to people, separately, and that doesn't exist. It's the force of love bestowed that is only revealed between people when they connect between themselves, and only when that exists between them, that is called the creator. That's why it's called Bore. Come and see.
It's like with electricity. It doesn't exist on its own without a device.
Yes, only in those devices that discover it.
There are questions about the pleasures and love. There's a common better not talk about soccer because Russians don't play good soccer these days. Questions from Moscow. How does pleasure from light differ from pleasure of sex with a loved one?
Well, here they mix in a lot of conditions. Sex is a separate thing. A love person is a separate thing. A creator, what else he says?
And the pleasure from the upper light, he says.
And the pleasure from upper light. It's hard to put them together. It's difficult to come to common language here. A sexual pleasure doesn't have nothing to do with a loved person. It's just hormones that are... that develop that fill our brain. Then the love, beloved person, that's a different thing. That's more a sensual thing. It's not sexual. That's a higher level. And the creator, that's even higher. That's the level of interaction of others with other people, with other parts of the creation. Therefore, those are separate level terms.
Still to find something, there's a question about this. Boris is asking, force of love between people is the creator, isn't it?
No, the force of love between people, it's who told them?
No, it's okay. So in that case, what is the creator? Can you please identify what the creator is? For him. What about what he's asking?
I don't know what means for him. The creator is one single governing force.
Can we not say that God is love?
Yes, you can say so, but again, so that they would not turn into some kind of religion.
He says it reminds me of a religious dogma.
Right, that's what I'm saying, that all those terms require some understanding.
In other words, we're very much brainwashed by this world.
Yeah, that's a big problem to explain everything.
A question, I don't understand correct attitude with a person that I love in this correct relationship, the creator is revealed. Maybe he named it sex, but it doesn't matter.
Hold on a second. What does it mean, that good attitude to a person that I don't know? Where is the creator revealed here, if it is?
Maybe there are certain degrees here.
If someone else exists besides me, with whom I have mutual egoistic relationships, and above those egoistic relationships we rise, our altruistic relationships, and we begin to love each other, meaning with full bestowal to one another. No sexuality, nothing is involved, but a true attitude or relations of him to me and me to him. I include his desire in me, and he includes my desire in him. And we fulfill each other, whatever we desire. Pillows, blankets, food.
And by sex as well.
No, that stands on the way. It's not, it's a different type of fulfillment. I only want to fulfill his desires, and he wants to get into my desire and want to fulfill them. Only so. Only above my own desires that exist, and he is above his desires, but each wants to fulfill each other's desire, and that's how it's called love. And sex has nothing to do. The sex only distracts, because from sex you receive more pleasure, egoistic pleasure. Because you use the other. You have to make a big screen here to not to receive for your own sake.
Well, that's maybe at some point even sex can become an altruistic act.
Very difficult. Very difficult.
I see that you're pushing this topic.
No, he wants to convince himself that he's righteous.
How is this possible? I don't even understand how to have sex and eat for the sake of bestowal.
That you can, listen, go to your mother, and she will give you food, and she will receive pleasure in order to give her pleasure. You go sit there and eat food and receive
pleasure. It's natural, but...
What's here so natural?
There's love.
Well, you use your love, thus you give pleasure to. And on the side, maybe you want to eat, or maybe you do, and if you don't want to eat, you need to overcome it, so you would eat, not because you want, but because you want to give her pleasure.
Well, okay, that's a mother, but who else can I treat this way?
To any person who loves you. With any person.
Another question then. Let's say Kabbalist turns on the news and looks at everything that's happening in the world. A lot of is happening in this world. And the question is, do I understand it correctly that a Kabbalist sees and interprets all these events that happen in this world as certain signs? Everything that happens around me is the Creator talking to me.
So in everything that just...
The entire world is a theater, and everybody is a puppet, and everyone plays a role that the Creator...
So you want to say that there is a formula, everything that exists for me?
Yes. Yeah, all of you.
So that's how you want to say that everything exists for me?
Yes, only.
And everyone has to think that way?
Yes, only in order for me to change, so that I would understand that I need to become similar to the Creator. And how do I change? That my attitude towards these puppets the Creator puts before me, I would relate to in a positive way.
Are there events that are easy to see the Creator through them, or harder? Is it, or it depends on the level of Kabbalist?
Depends on neutralizing his ego, to turn himself into an independent observer.
The questions that we need to ask. What is the good result of this love from the point of the Kabbalah, from Kabbalistic perspective?
A good result from this life is to reveal the upper world, the Creator, your place in this upper world, and begin working on conquering it, on understanding it. To cross the Machzom and become a citizen of the upper world, that would be a good result from this life. Let's hope that we can all attain this. A bad result is when you're born in this world, lived in it, existed, and died in it. That's a bad result.
We have more questions. Artem is asking, can I ask a personal question? Is there about the deep depression? Is
yes,
there
is
a cure for it? In
this
Kabbalah?
Question is being asked often these days. I understand, friends. Depression is the biggest crisis of our world. It's an unfulfillment of our vessels, of our kalim. What can we do with it? Only communication on our group level. When everyone helps everyone else, when everyone pulls another person and becomes a pipe to fulfill others, only then we will receive this common upper light. The thing is, we cannot get rid of depression because each one of us, you know, let's say this is a circle. This is us. There are 10 people here. each one of us tries to receive within himself this light, to receive inside this light for himself. But that's not correct. I'm unable to receive the light this way. The light exists here inside the circle. It fills the circle. This light is called the Creator. I can receive it only if I appeal to this light in order for it to fulfill others. So I need to receive within myself the desires of all my friends, to gather them inside of me, and to appeal towards the light, towards this light that's between us in the circle. And when I appeal to it, to this light, I begin to receive it inside of myself. Only then I begin to receive it within myself.
To meet their demand?
Through fulfilling them, this light from the circle, I begin to receive it, and then I bestow it to those from whom I received the desires. Only then all the suffering and fulfillment fulfills me, my life.
So it's a double portion, right?
Yes, tenfold. Nothing is left from you when you act in this way, then everybody wins.
Those studies, can they?
Kabbalah covers everything. You enter a new dimension, a new existence.
Somewhere was written that a person has to study seven sciences.
This existed before, because Kabbalists existed during the time of forefathers.
So today the high school education is enough, right?
Even this isn't needed. Today a person is so developed that you don't need to develop them even further. They can already begin to participate in circle of unity and to relate the Creator.
I don't say it's like a condition, but a person doesn't have any wishes for the arts or something.
Well,
we sing a lot, we dance a lot. Maybe perhaps I will want to learn how to sing for my beloved ones.
Aspirations occur only towards one point. Please understand me. These things I'm saying are very serious. You will not aspire to anything aside from the upper degree of your existence. This is similar as an adult that goes to play in the sandbox with little children. We're talking about a desire here. When a person goes and studies in order to correct the world, then yes, but there's nothing else. He looks at all this entire world with all of its attributes, philosophy, psychology, and cultures. He sees all of these things as something that is in a terrible, terrible crisis. Every day we reveal this crisis more and more. So why enter it? Why enter into it? Kabbalah elevates us to the next degree where the entire humanity will need to ascend to. Right now they still don't have this predisposition, but at least it's this desire for other cultures begins to disappear.
Who gives the passport and citizenship to become a citizen of the upper world? There should be some kind of a
okay.
alone?
Register for our campuses and MUC Online, our courses, and you receive a visa and passport and an invitation.
Alina is asking, I understand where the pictures are kept. Where do I keep my personal things? Somebody can steal them.
We have an internet, let's say, World Wide Web, right? Same thing here. Between our, in our connections, in our relationships, there exists a certain web that's made from our desires, from these forces.
And with the part of the body, they don't disappear?
No, they don't disappear.
So Andre is seeing that some kind of relationship, like a Kabbalah, communism, is some kind of similarity. There's similarity with Kabbalah, as I understand the question.
There is something like that. He's right. And even Bala Salam was blamed for sympathizing with communism.
Well, we see somehow otherwise that maybe the ideas of Kabbalists are just a result in communistic ideas, right?
Yes.
Well, the question, why don't do you criticize philosophers? Why don't you sit together with them in a circle?
No, please forgive me. I already tried this. I don't want to sit in a circle with them. You see, there are attainments that need to occur from the nature of this world, and then there are attainments that occur in the minds of people as a result of their thought exercises, which is why I can't speak with these people. They operate in completely they can operate through fantasy. They create this world for themselves and exist in it. Who talks about philosophy seriously these days? There's nobody.
I understand you, right. We have an exam tomorrow on philosophy, and we sat together and studied all the philosophy, history of philosophy from Plato to Marx. Well, the philosophers have started to become extinct. It's interesting.
That's true. At some point in time, philosophy was considered the foundation of all sciences, but this has disappeared a long time
indeed,
ago.
Indeed. As many there's philosophers, there are as many opinions. Everyone comes to his own conclusions and so on.
We're coming to an end.
Maybe the last question. Yunus is asking if there are no sharp questions. There's no sharp questions, as you were speaking about the about meaning of life. Can we?
He needs to start studying, and these questions will appear in him. He doesn't understand what Kabbalah reveals for him. He'll start opening a door into the upper world, and we'll see what is prepared for him there. It's as when you come into a store and you don't have desires for anything, and all of a sudden you see all these things shining and blinking, and you begin to be interested in it.
We had a topic, what you can receive from Kabbalah.
From Kabbalah, you can receive absolutely everything, because it fulfills a person with the upper light, which is limitless, boundless, it's absolute. When it fulfills a person is fulfilled with what he desires himself, but the fulfillment is universal. So he places his biggest desires, and they get fulfilled.
Let's check it. Give us the task for the next week, and we'll ask our participants next week if they succeeded.
There's only one condition. If you, while being fulfilled, you need to fulfill others. It's a condition of the upper world.
That's a condition, and now is the task.
It's a very good assignment. Try to attain, achieve such an attitude towards your friend so that when he's fulfilled, you're fulfilled. And I promise you that you will both feel this pleasure, fulfillment.
In a week, we'll ask, right? Our participants, will see, we'll expecting results in a week.
Okay, and we'll wish to be fulfilled with them.
Goodbye.